That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to the village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the woman had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that, while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. But he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he made known to them in the breaking of the bread." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This morning on the fourth day of Easter, I want to share with you all one of my favorite churches. It's in Washington, D.C., which in D.C. has one of the most beautiful churches I've ever seen, the National Shrine of the Basilica to Our Lady. Go there. But another church I want to talk about. It's pretty, but not nearly as beautiful as the National Shrine. It's pretty historic because it's the church where our president, John F. Kennedy, had his funeral in. The church is called St. Matthew's Cathedral. If you ever get a chance, especially at junior high, if you ever go to DC sometime soon, go there. It is incredibly unique of a church. In one corner, they have St. Francis, and behind him is a painted woods, all sorts of animals, and him proclaiming the gospel. It's just beautiful. Another corner, they have the most stunning statue of Mary I have ever seen. They have Mary with one hand up to the heavens, and the other hand, Mary is reaching down to all of her children, reaching out as far as she can, taking our prayers to the Lord. But one of the most interesting things in the church is where they have the tabernacle. And it has an image of the gospel today. The two disciples who went on the road to Emmaus, and it has the two disciples on each side of the tabernacle. But there isn't a picture of Jesus. It's a story all about them talking to Jesus, even though they don't recognize him. But that image doesn't have a picture of Jesus. Let's back up. In the gospel, the two disciples, they're sad. They're lonely. They're downcast. Because Jesus died. Their friend who they were following, we thought he was going to be the Messiah. We had all our hopes in him. But now, we don't know what to do. So they walked miles and miles away to the town of Emmaus. On there, Jesus, hidden, hides his face and starts opening the scriptures to them. He would have talked about Moses, how Moses said, there'll be a prophet one day who's greater than any prophet. He'll be the one to bring the new covenant. He probably talked about Isaiah saying, there'll be a servant who suffers, and by his wounds we will be healed. It would have been the first Christian Bible study, when he opened all the prophets, all the Old Testaments, how everything in the Old Testament pointed to Jesus. And while it was happening, their hearts were on fire. But that wasn't even the best part yet. We heard that when they stopped, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it. And that sounds like something we should all be pretty familiar with. Jesus celebrated the Mass. He took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it. And it says that once he did that, their eyes were opened. And immediately, he disappeared. So that church, St. Matthew's Cathedral in D.C., the image of Jesus in the tabernacle, it shows the two disciples on each side, but it doesn't show a picture of Jesus because they don't need to. It's depicting that exact moment when Jesus disappeared because Jesus was right there in the Eucharist. They didn't see Jesus' face anymore, but he was still just as present because Jesus consecrated the bread, turned it into his body. So now every time we go in front of a tabernacle, it's the same Jesus that walked the road to Emmaus with the disciples. The same Jesus who, just as when he consecrated the bread, disappeared in front of the disciples, but was still there. This is Easter. Christ is risen, and Jesus is alive. And he's right there. And in a few moments, just like the disciples, Jesus was hidden from them. We won't see Jesus' face in the Eucharist, but he'll be alive, and he'll be right here, the same exact Jesus.